Blog Talk Radio.
Codec.
33%
for the company president. Hazard pay, money spent. Second chancers can't pay the rent. Work from home, comfy slippers, no mask needed, all alone. Zoom call with lawyers, staff, and union sellouts on his smartphone. Some part-time bus and rail workers have no home. Uniforms and family health insurance. Flagmen paying out of pocket. No salary bump for any of us. Bet. No $350,000 rocket.
33%.
A competitive raise for our company president.
Underfunded pension. Forgot to mention money. You can never have enough. More and more keep the workers poor. Flyovers and cameras with 8K HD X-ray view. Negotiations for contracts behind secret closed doors. The workers always get the screw. The solution to the problems are nothing new. Full-time jobs for all and two-person crews.
Running a transit agency during normal times is a Herculean task.
Sitting in your award-winning palace while we get assaulted is kind of crass. No contract, no radios, no decent breaks for operators. Safety first, the truth hurts. Company union, lavish lifestyle. Think about the relationship for a while. Union bosses to help punish the voices that inspire the workers. Call the cops, run the radicals off the lot. Shoot the messengers, suspend and fire the non-conforming misbehaviors. No accelerated discipline for our highly paid boss or his top union friends. No random drops or violation sins. An easy ride to retirement for him. We lost count. How many pensions? No 26 and out for the rest of them.
Leadership that this agency needs.
Glory and praise to thee while the full-time workers double-digit pension paycheck deductions bleed if they survive COVID-19. Twilight Zone cognitive dissonance. The company board mandated it.
33% for the company president.
Happy New Year, or not. Well, it's been a raucous almost 2 years since we did our last show, and the Justice Coalition is moving right along, building up the co-workers, speak up. We have a little slideshow playing for you that are listening to the recording. And the Blog Talk Radio platform, not as liberal as it used to be as far as letting us use features. So we might be limited on what we can do for you here, but $39 a month, it says, can unlock a bunch of features. Maybe it's something we'll work on. Well, we've had a lot going on. April 2021 was the last report. That was when Local 308 President Dixon in office for a couple of years. Boy, it feels like it. A couple months. And he has proven himself to be a loyal business unionist. So service to the Chicago Transit Authority's upper management objectives. The most egregious violation of our trust was by him and President Hill of Local 241 when the CTA imposed a vaccine mandate that dictated those who were not vaccinated to be fired. And what they did, instead of going to us and asking us what we wanted to do about it, about this mandate, he and Hill gave the decision to a third party, someone who doesn't even work at the CTA, an arbitrator. Obviously, the arbitrator sided with the CTA. When I went to the ATU convention in this past September, I was shocked, or many other delegates were shocked, when I told them what our union presidents did. He said, "You mean you didn't fight for mandatory testing? Your president just let them fire you guys?" And I said, "Yeah." Yeah, he gave it to the arbitrator. Instead of organizing us to fight and do what needs to be done to protect our jobs, he let them get rid of our jobs. Lots of good people were fired. You see, you can't, as an employer, you can't force people to do things, especially when you have demonstrated time after time after time that you have no respect for their dignity or even their safety. Even with the concept such as vaccination, wherever you stand, that's a safety issue. As a local 308 union steward, I've had to deal with a number of cases of people being fired for this. The most frustrating case was a coworker who initiated the two-part vaccination option. I think it was Pfizer, Moderna, one of those. And this coworker took the first shot and was almost immediately hospitalized in terrible, terrible shape. Do not take the second dose. I even saw the note, the doctor. Well, CTA management said, no, this coworker's got to be vaccinated. Not fully vaccinated. I said, look, they are vaccinated. They complied. They got one shot. Doctor said, don't take that other shot. It almost killed you. The first one almost killed you. We lost. Fortunately for a coworker, had enough years to retire with a decent pension, so he went ahead and retired. A lot of coworkers did that. This is what kind of union leadership we've been dealing with, and it's bad. Local 241. Aside, the CTA candidate, President Keith Hill, got another 3 years. He is a master at manipulation. And thanks to the pencil ballots and chasing other people who were running that he didn't like off the properties, tricking managers on them, paying off people over the years, he bought himself a lot of loyalty and clout. And one of the people running against him was a executive board member, now former, and a fired employee who he worked with the CTA to fire 2 years ago. Quite close. Had not the vote been split with Uber Light and Charles Minor, maybe it would have been pretty close to a tie. But both of those candidates have their pluses and their minuses. They even said hope in Charles Minor. But see, the thing about elections, they are not what makes a union work. What makes a union work are the members and their ability to organize, fight for each other, the job. And we're not that at all. We have problems, we call the union. The union. Some other people, some other person at another office, hey, come and help me. Okay, I'll help you. But we have an anemic education process at the ATU in Chicago, where the members really don't know anything. They don't know what's going on in their union. They don't know what's going on with the contract. In Local 308, we haven't had membership meetings for 2 months. For lack of quorum, refusal of the union leadership to share information and reports and answer questions from the members who do attend the membership meeting. It is like they hate us. It is like they resent us. We're a problem to them. There's nothing in the bylaws that says everyone should go home. The meeting is adjourned. The business that the executive board decided, whatever it is, cannot be overruled by the membership. But the members that went out of their way to go should be respected. The election in Local 241 was a resource drain for us at the coalition. We used to have our meetings, and we had schedule changes with the new pick focused on the election. In retrospect, it wasn't such a good idea, in my opinion, because the membership still needs information. They still need education. Organization. So, you know, we did have some actions through the year, and you'll see the pictures there. You know, full-time jobs for all is extremely important right now for two major reasons. Number one, for the health and safety of the employees. When employees are compensated well, they have good benefits or decent benefits, respectable benefits, they're healthier. When they're making low wages, poverty time wages, part-time job wages, they don't do so well. And we saw this in the horrible past 30 days. We lost two part-time workers. One is a second chance rail car servicer, Julian Swain, and the other is customer service assistant. And her name just escaped me. I apologize. She had worked here for 9 years, still part-time. Barely making it, but making it happen, sacrificing a lot to take care of her family. And she died at work, just like Brother Julian, right there on the blue line, close to UIC, you know, the medical district there, Isn't that sad? The other reason why we need full-time jobs for all, and we have to fight for it, is to save our pension. Our pension is 55% funded, according to the Pension Board annual report ending 2021. There is a 2022 annual report for the pension that's due. Hasn't been published or I haven't found it yet. You can find that at ctaretirement.org. I highly recommend everyone check that website out. We need to have more people contributing to the pension. And all of these part-timers are not contributing to the pension. And frankly, they couldn't afford to do it if they did. We need them to be full-time. We need all the jobs to be full-time at the CTA. The only way to go about doing this is to organize action, protests, petitions, marching on the boss, enforcing the contract where we work. And if you look at Article 16 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, it deals with the grievance procedure. The first thing that we can do according to the grievance is resolve the issue at the work location. The co-workers can resolve it right there. And with a union steward, if we have enough of them, if we would have enough of them, they would be able to assist in that. Make sure everything goes the way it should go to the best of their ability. CTA management is quite inept. It is pretty much like they say, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. In some cases, you find those managers that manage. And you have those that mismanage. The job of the management of the company, of the employer, is to save money. And the biggest cost in which they need to save money, labor, it's us, the workers. So hiring to fire us is in their interest. Keeping you on board for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and more years, that's an added financial burden, benefits, pension, training. We have to know what to expect. The union's job, us members make up the union, is to help the employer spend money. Make sure the employer spends money. What? On our safety and our compensation and benefits. There's just no doubt about it. ATU Chicago does not work to help us get what we need to help the CTA save money. And in some cases, they boldly say, well, you know, that's all we can do. Not right. That needs to change. So the mismanagement at the CTA. And this year we had managers going all out, harass and terrorize coworkers. One of them threatened one of our brothers with death. Another was pitting workers against each other and got one pull a gun on another. It's really bad. A lot of the coworkers are scared of their management. They're scared of the union people. one of our brothers this year, a customer service assistant, lost control of himself, understandably, because he was tired of being assaulted. He shot a rider. He regrets what he did. He's in jail now. But more of that kind of thing happens, will happen, as coworkers feel abandoned by the union, definitely from the management. In many cases, it's our fault if these coworkers are dying, getting sick, shooting riders who torment them. Yeah. We're kind of responsible for that. In Local 308, we do have an election. I think I mentioned that. So we need you to step up as a member. Get involved. Get your meeting credits. We're going to have spots open for delegate convention. That's very important. It's an international convention. But democracy dies. If we're not there, those who care about ourselves and our coworkers, get involved. We got people going to have to run for all the offices. Every office in Local 308 is up for grabs. On the second Tuesday of November, there will be nominations. So make sure you have people you want to nominate. I know some people want to nominate me. I say you go right ahead. Don't expect me to do it for myself, though. But there are some people I would like to nominate. So that's it for this show. Probably this Friday. You're doing a little action. Just got to get the flyer finalized and get feedback from the coalition members. And we'll see and report on it on the next show. Hope you found this helpful, a little bit inspirational, maybe educational. Thanks a lot. Peace be with you. ChicagoTransitWorker.com is the website. Get your knowledge right there. Know your rights. Stand up for each other.